Welcome to the Blockchain Life with your host, Wall Street Journal and USA Today's best-selling author, Carrie Oberbrunner. In each episode, we explore relevant topics that help you keep your world connected and protected. Thanks for joining the conversation today. Let's begin.
The world has changed. Are you still trying to reach people the same way? If you are, you're like most people. And unfortunately, you're going to be left behind. This is why at the Igniting Souls Conference 2022, we are taking an absolute deep dive and showing authors, entrepreneurs, and influencers how to leverage the new internet to grow their book, brand, and business. All the information is at ignitingsoulsconference.com. Get your ticket today because there are limited seats. Hope to see you there.
Hey folks, it's Carrie Oberbrunner. Welcome to the final episode of Blockchain Life podcast. Listen, it's a big day. This is a very exciting day. I'll tell you why. I started this Blockchain Life podcast late 2021. I knew that things were changing. I could feel it in my gut. And my guess is you could too. I didn't know what would happen when we started this podcast. I didn't know who my guests would be. I just knew that it was time to take action. You see, I believe that there are people who are ready and there are people who will be caught by surprise. I never want to be someone as an entrepreneur, as an author, as a speaker, as an influencer. I never want to be somebody who's caught by surprise. And so I've learned that when I feel something in my gut very strongly, I need to take action. And I just want to thank you, first of all. I have a huge amount of gratitude for you, the listener. Why? Because you stepped up, you invested your time, and you chose to get aware of this Web3 revolution that's coming. This Blockchain Life podcast has been absolutely thrilling. I have met some incredible guests. If you are just joining us today, you need to go back to these episodes. I've had people say, listen, I started to listen and I just binged, and they learned a ton about Web3. I want to thank all my guests who began reaching out. It's interesting. I think the first couple episodes, maybe the first four, I reached out to people. After that, I don't know how, but we had podcasts, agencies, we had CEOs, we had influencers reaching out saying, can I be on the episode? Can I be on the show? And I think that's a great testament to you, the listener, because I think that you, my friends, have been the hero. You've been the one who said, look, we're going to be an audience that cares. We're going to be an audience that shows up. I'll tell you why I think this happened. I think that a lot of people, a lot of Gen Xers, I'm one of them, maybe boomers, maybe millennials, a lot of people said about Web1, gee, I missed it. You know, I wasn't aware back with Web1. They say things like, if only I had invested in Apple or Amazon, if only I had bought Bitcoin when it first came out. There's a lot of people that have regret about how they handled Web1. And so I was one of those people. I mean, I wasn't focused. I was with my teenage friends focused on totally different things. I didn't even think I know the internet existed until in college they told me to start doing papers and this type of thing. Anyway, I think that it created this vacuum of I would say pent-up regret, that when people began to see the fingerprints with Web3, how it was decentralized, how it was the Wild Wild West, how it was innovative and open source and really without borders or boundaries. I think that it's a return to Web1, Web3 is, but with much more maturity, with much more technology. And I think as a result, there's a ton of people who are leveraging Web3 and who are saying, look, I'm not going to be a critic and I'm not going to be a consumer. I'm going to be a creator. And that's, my friends, how I end the new book with Blockchain Life. I literally end the book by saying you have one of three choices. You can be a critic, you can be a consumer, or you can be a creator. I encourage you to be a creator, because I'll tell you what, this is the moment we've been waiting for. This is the creator economy. And as a result, it favors you. It favors the author, the entrepreneur, the influencer, the speaker. It favors you instead of big tech. And in Blockchain Life book, I go over that line by line. This is my labor of love. If you're watching right now through the video, you'll be able to see the book cover. The book cover. I am so glad that I'm able to co-author this book with my friend, Lee Richter. Lee knows a ton about NFTs. In fact, I began following her last December about NFTs, and I said, wow, she is a thought leader. And I direct messaged her and I said, Lee, I don't know what this looks like, but can you co-author a book with me? And she said, yes. And it began a friendship. It began a partnership. It began this collaboration where over the last 9 months, it took her as far as Antarctica. No joke. I mean, we met in Phoenix. We did videos. We've been chatting. And she, of course, went to NFT NYC. She went to VCon. I mean, she's the mover and shaker going all over the planet. But I began to integrate a lot of these principles and concepts into my business, Igniting Souls. In fact, I started a new business called Blockchain Life. Believe it or not, I started it over a year ago. Last July. I think it was July 2nd. I need to look at the actual papers and filing, but I started Blockchain Life because I just felt that this was going to be big. Folks, I'll tell you what, over a year later, we now have a patent pending technology that we've developed around blockchain. I am so excited to leak this out eventually, but here's what I know. This is the final episode. Why is it the final episode? Why is it the final episode when things are going big and going great and we're about to launch our book? I'll tell you why. I've never been someone just to stick around because I've always done it that way. I just know that for me, Blockchain Life Podcast was a platform where I could get very smart guests on and I could interview them and I could find out more about this Web3 technology. And so listen, I let you peek over my shoulder and listen to these conversations. I was geeking out. I mean, I think as you listen to these episodes, the back list, you're gonna say, oh my gosh, Carrie was really excited. And I stopped my guests and I said, hold on, what do you mean by that? And wait, what did you just say? And I took on the position of a learner. And I consumed and I consumed and I consumed and I consumed, not for entertainment purposes, but for educational purposes. And now I believe it's my time to step into this conversation as a creator. It certainly doesn't mean I know everything, not at all. In fact, this is the most, I would say, it's the most volatile, it's the most expansive, it's the most abundant topic I've ever seen. Literally every single day there's new stuff coming. And some people say, well, I just can never keep up, so I'm not going to try. Here's what I'm telling you. Starbucks is going into Web3. Apple just announced they're going into Web3. Every company that I know of that is growing and progressing is taking Web3 seriously. So you have a choice. You can say, I'm just going to just check out of this one, man. I'm just going to go sit in the stands. I'm going to step off the field and just spectate. I will just tell you, that you will lose massive market share. There is an opportunity right now unlike any other. I mean, think about it, folks. If you were alive back when the United States was forming and it was the wild, wild west, and you could essentially go out west and take over any territory you want with permission from the government, would you have just sat around and said, it's dangerous out there? It's, you know, look at the pioneers. They have arrows in their back. I'm just going to let them go out and get all, you know, shot up, and the wild animals are going to take them out, and they're going to get pestilence, whatever. You can be that person, or you can say, you know what? I'm going to go with people. That's the beauty of this thing. I don't think it's a solo gig. I've never met a community that's more excited to help others on board, because here's what we know. With Web3, we all win. It's called the network effect. And it means that whenever the critical mass on board with a new platform, a new technology, the amount of people that onboard are very important. Everybody else who onboards helps those who are already there. And so there is incredible opportunity. This is true for the Web1 internet. In the beginning with the .com bubble, I learned this from studying the book, the research for Blockchain Life, which comes out soft launch October 20th. We're only releasing the Kindle on October 20th, the day before the Igniting Souls conference. Why? Because I have some strategy. Because I want to supply my favorite people, the people who are coming to the conference. I want to supply and equip the insiders with a tool. And together we're going to create a pop-up Facebook group, and we are going to join together, and I'm going to pour into these people. And some of these people are going to then step up and say, you know what, Carrie, in 23, I want to be part of your quarterly workshops. I'm doing Web3 quarterly workshops next year in 2023. So we're going to launch the book worldwide on December 6th, my 46th birthday. And prior to that, on October 20th, we're going to soft launch it. And the very interested people, the people who are saying, you know what, I don't want to sit around. I want to gain some market share. I want to step into this space. I want to learn. I want to grow. I want to leverage Web3 to grow my influence, impact, and income. They're going to gobble up the book on October 20th. Entrance into the Facebook group is only through an Amazon and Barnes & Noble review, both places, same review. It's the only way you're getting into the pop-up Facebook group. Why? I don't care if you give me a 1-star review. I don't care if you give me a 5-star review. But I want people in that group that are serious. Probably about 18 months ago, I decided I'm going with the few. You know, prior to that, if you would have talked to me, I probably would have said, I want to ignite as many souls. I want far reach. I want to reach the masses. Here's what I know. The masses aren't always engaged. The masses aren't always ready. The masses may just be along for the free lunch. I mean, in my favorite book, it talks about Jesus, and it talks about how many, many, many people hung out with him until his message got deep. And then they said, whoa, we're out of here. So I know without a doubt that over the last 18 months, I know that my audience has thinned out. And you know what? I'm not worried. I'm not saying, oh, please, please, please come back. Listen, I can't control people. It's not my job to control people. But what I do know is it's my job to speak the truth in love. The truth hurts, but the truth will set you free. And so my friends, we have the few, we have the proud, we have the ones that are committed. And we are going to step into this Web3 and bring the light. And I cannot wait. And so this is the final episode, because I've been learning, I've been growing, I've been consuming. And now it's time for the second phase. The second phase of Blockchain Life is to release the book, and it's to release the book slowly and with the right people. And then once the right people are engaged in that private group, watch what happens, my friends. It's going to be exciting. I've already been asked to consult with countries. I'm not even joking. Last November or December, a country reached out to me and my friend, and we spoke to that national organization and educated them on the coming Web3. A few weeks ago, a massive banking, I don't even know what you call it. I just a bank, a massive bank with over 1,000, what do you even call it? 1,000 banks, you know, locally and across the country reached out to me and said, Kerry, teach us. Here's what I know. I know that the people who are excited to learn and grow, they're the ones who are going to be ready. I say on the back of the book, the revolution is coming. The largest, biggest revolution in human history is coming. And you might say, well, that sounds melodramatic. Really? Really? Guess what? Humans are now forging and merging with machines. If you don't agree with me, look up transhumanism. Currencies are being flipped upside down. Cryptocurrencies. The way we view assets and ownership is shifting. Folks, everything on the planet is shifting now with Web3. Web 1 was just simply the railroads. Web 2 was the social component. So again, Web 1, information. Web 2, social. Web 3, experiential. When all three of those things wrap together with virtual reality, augmented reality, 5G, cryptocurrencies, NFTs. I mean, we're having a convergence of technology unlike any other time. And because it's open source and because it's decentralized, the amount of speed at which it is growing is unbelievable. So I couldn't be more excited. Will there be evil that happens with Web3? Absolutely. Will there be good that happens with Web3? Absolutely. This isn't binary. I know we want to say, oh, you know, it's one or the other. It's either all good or all bad, Web3. You know, it's either boycott it or buy into it. I'm saying don't. Don't do either. Don't just jump into Web3 and buy into it. Don't just boycott it either. That's why Blockchain Life book, I think, is going to be one of the most important books I've ever written. It gives a balanced, simple view so that you can make sense of these things. I wrote it for family, friends, and clients. So my friends, this is Kerry Oberbrunner. Thank you for listening to Blockchain Life. If you want to follow what's going on, go to theblockchainlife.io, theblockchainlife.io. What are you going to find there? You're going to find out incredible ways to get involved, incredible tools that will provide you and your organization and your loved ones what you need to know about this topic. So my friends, it's truly an honor. It's my pleasure to have been your host for 52 episodes. And now it's time to say goodbye. And if you're joining us for phase two, it's a time to say hello and get ready for the biggest revolution, certainly that I've ever seen. We'll talk to you very soon.
Thanks for listening to Blockchain Life. We hope today's conversation ignited your soul and inspired your mind. Post your comments in a podcast review on iTunes or your platform of choice. We read every single review because your thoughts matter to us. Please share this episode with a friend. We look forward to seeing you again on the next episode.